Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of May in our studios this morning. City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing swell. Doing good.
Good.
They went to the bullpen again. Apparently, some councilman who is known for his baseball could not show up this morning, so they went to the pen, and that means Gene Whedon, Mr. Rubber Arm, is ready to go, aren't you?
I'm ready. I'm here.
Good morning, Gene. Good to see you.
Good. Thank you.
By the way, he's happy as could be. Cardinals are playing well right now.
They are.
And Royals are playing well.
They are. They are. I told Gene I was disappointed that the Cardinals got him this weekend, but it was at least the Royals walked off with the last game. But Royals won last night against the Giants.
That's right.
That was good.
That's right. For you folks that stayed up late last night in those West Coast games.
Yeah, I didn't stay up and watch. I just saw the score at the end or this morning. But yeah, they just got to keep on winning.
And somebody's looking forward to a road trip to East, a little state tennis coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up here at the end of this week, so we're excited for it.
Pairings come out today. I'm looking forward to see what those are going to be all about.
Me too. Yeah, I thought it was coming out yesterday, so I kept on updating. And then after practice, my daughter had told me, no, it's not going to be until tomorrow. So, but that's fine.
It's like, I don't know why the meet starts when on Thursday, folks. Let's have a little time here.
The Class A schools, they had their team duels yesterday. So I think they probably wanted to get through the Class A duels and then come out with the seating for both A and B at the same time. So that's my guess. But
it's always this Class A school.
I know. We got to wait on them.
Always got to wait for those
just
people.
Just the way it is. We've kind of come to accept that.
Yep, very true. All right, let's get to the agenda. From last night, we'll start first. Anything? Announcements, recognitions?
There was nothing.
Nothing last night. Proclamations, Emergency Medical Services Week, EMS Week, and I know Mr. Harpum, I'm sure, was there with that.
Right. May 18th through the 24th of this year is the Emergency Medical Services Week. The theme this year, Rich, is We Care for Everyone. And Chief Harpum just talked to the council last night, just said that there are, you know, a list of, you have EMTs and para people, and they have 231 years of experience. It's awesome. We thank them for what they've done. It's a tough job. You got to stay up to date. You got to keep renewing your license, continue schooling. So we thank the people who have chosen to be an EMT. And also, Chief Harpin wanted to acknowledge Nancy Pick and Dr. Nielsen for what they're contributed to the EMT program. It's McCook. It's very fortunate we have these people who are willing to spend the time and put forth the effort to be an EMT, because it's really a valuable asset to the community.
You guys have got, the city's got a great, great bunch of people working that area, don't they?
Yeah, we really do. You know, and like Mark had highlighted last night, we've got a lot of experience. All of our lieutenants, I'm thinking Rick and Steve and Mike, I mean, between the three of them, they've got to have, I don't know, 60 to 70 years of experience. And then we have a nice mix of veterans and then some youth as well, too, with our other full-time firefighters / paramedics. And we're very fortunate to have that. It's very hard sometimes to find people in those positions. I think that across the state, people are looking for people that are qualified to work in public safety roles. And so we're very happy to be fully staffed. Those guys do really a lot, and they see a lot of difficult things. That's one of the things that Mark had mentioned last night is, you know, one of the things that they're stressing right now is to kind of take care of themselves a little bit. I know they've had some, some difficult situations and that takes its toll over the years. And so we want to look out for them as well, too. And we want to make sure that we don't get our guys burned out. And so we got to make sure we look out for them and take care of them as best we can. So good guys. They all work really hard. The young guys, they're picking things up really quickly. The older guys, they do a good job of training the younger guys. And so we should be in a good situation moving forward as some of the older guys start to retire.
Mark's going to join us on Open Line and talk more about this special week and about his crew, because they are good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Also, National Public Works Week as well, Gene.
Right. It's May 18th to the 24th is the National Public Works Week, and Kyle Potoff has 22 employees. They have 409 years of experience. which is awesome. And they do such a wonderful job. As Kyle said last night, there's a number of people that are reaching retirement. And so we're going to lose some people, but we're hiring new people. And also, he said that, just mentioned that we do have some jobs in the summer that are available, I believe. Mm-hmm. So if you know somebody that's looking for a summer job, the city would be a great place to come work for the city for the summer. And so please apply at the city offices for a job, because we're looking for people, young people, to work the summer to probably do a lot of mowing and things like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've been fortunate. We've picked up a couple of people. There was a point where we weren't sure what we were going to have for seasonals. We picked up a couple of people. And so it looks a little bit better than what it did a few weeks ago, but we could use a few more people that are able to help out around the parks and right-of-ways and those kinds of things. So it's a nonstop job trying to keep up with the tasks that go along with the summertime. And so, but yeah, we've got great guys over there at the Public Works Department. Like Gene said, we've had some retirements. I think we had three submit over at the transfer station here within the last couple of months. And those are going to be hard people to replace. They've done a fantastic job for us. And I know in our general fund departments, we're going to have some people that will retire here pretty soon as well. And the reason why we're able to keep our property tax request down as low as we have been able to is because we've got people that are experienced that are able to do things in a very efficient manner. And so losing those people, it's going to be really hard. And so we got to prep and get ready for that as best we can. But like Kyle said, that our youngest member of the Public Works Department was 25 and our oldest was 70. And I'm not going to mention who that was, but I think that our 70-year-old probably can outwork and is probably in better shape than me, for sure. I can guarantee you that much. So, but we're fortunate to have the guys that we have, and they're just great team players. They work together so well. You know, they do everything that they're asked. They're very selfless. They work behind the scenes. You know, people don't see them out there and what they're doing, but the stuff that they do is very important to make sure that we keep McCook running the way it should.
From the council viewpoint, I'd just like to say thank you to all of the department heads. It makes my job as a council person much easier, because we have some great department heads, and then all the employees that work for the city of McCook make my job much easier, because they do such a great job. And as Nate said, we have people who have been with us for a long time and a lot of experience. You cannot replace that. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who works for the city of McCook, because I really appreciate what they do.
Consent agenda, anything pulled?
Nothing was pulled.
Regular agenda, approved the First Amendment to the agreement between the city and Mammoth Sports Construction for the construction of the Gerald L. Walters Youth Sports Complex.
Yeah, and I think this was so this is just kind of moving forward with the sports complex. Like we had done the first time around. So the way that Mammoth is moving forward with this project, they're doing it in phases. There'll be separate packages that will be worked through to completion, and then they're going to just go ahead and blend into the next portion. So this is actually package B. So package A is the dirt work that you see going on just on the northwest side of town. I call it the Walters Tract. I'll probably always call it the Walters Tract. But there is a 40-acre plot that is currently being excavated, and I'm sure people have seen the large dirt pile. I know I've talked to a couple of people that have expressed some concerns about the dirt that's flowing off the dirt pile, and I understand that. We're going to try to figure out a way to resolve that, at least the best we can. But that was package A. Package B is now going to be the horizontal build-out. And the horizontal build-out will include a number of different amenities associated with the park. You're going to have the championship baseball field, the championship softball field, the fourplex. One of the fourplex fields is scheduled to have a 300-foot fence, so that'll be something that we can use for intermediate baseball. Then also we can utilize modifiable fencing to allow for softball use if need be. And then we'll have three other fields in that pinwheel that'll be 225 to center field, and that'll be your traditional softball fields. Then we're going to have a soccer field that's going to be just off to the west of that. It's going to also contain the structures necessary for two softball fields. So we're going to have eight fields that can be used for tournament play, and that's kind of what our goal was, to make sure that we have eight fields that are going to be tournament-ready fields. And then we also talked about what we're going to do to the south. We would like, if there's enough money, to go ahead and put in that final soccer field. That was part of our wish list. But obviously, it all depends on money. And so if we don't have the money, we'll just plant that to grass and we'll tend it and we'll utilize that for green space play, soccer, whatever the case may be. But it'd be a grass field to begin with. But we'd grade it in such a way that we could utilize it for artificial turf field at some point in time in the future. They're also going to do the parking lot as part of this portion of the process, and the concrete work and all that good stuff. We actually, Roger Henthorn was there last night to kind of talk to the Mammoth guys after the meeting, just to see kind of what the timeline was going to be and what the needs were going to be. And so it was kind of cool to see everybody working together. And so that'll be your build out of the phase B, and that'll be supported through the issuance of bond anticipation notes. We've been working with our bond counsel, and that's Mike Rogers. I know that's a name that I've mentioned before, but he's from Gilmore and Bell. He does these things all the time. And then also we've been working with our bond underwriter, D.A. Davidson. Paul Grieger is our main contact at D.A. Davidson. And our plan is to issue around $15,500,000 worth of bond anticipation notes. And that will be rated. We're going to take that to Moody's sometime in June or maybe early July. We'll advertise it. And then we're going to try to get this taken to a sale at the beginning of August is our game plan. And so then we'll have those proceeds available. The contract itself, I was very appreciative. Mammoth was willing to work with us. We're going to do a small down payment of 5%. So the overall contract price for Phase B is right around $13 million. And so we're going to pay 5% down. And then we'll go ahead and start making additional payments then after we sell the bonds. So, but it'll all become effective when Phase B begins. So they've got a little bit more dirt work that they're going to have to do before Phase B is going to kick off. But my guess is probably sometime either in late June or early July is when you're going to start seeing the fields put up. From what they've told us, it sounds like they're going to start on the north side and they're going to work their way down. So the pinwheel will be where they start and they'll work their way down, which will be good for us because if we can find an additional $1 million for a soccer field with artificial turf, that would be what we would prefer because it's never going to get any cheaper. Plus, we wouldn't have to worry about irrigation at that particular location either. So that's moving forward from a just a city perspective, employee perspective. We're working on grants. Leanne and Tara and Kyle and I were working on trying to finish up the Doherty grant. Our plan is to take that to the council on June 2nd. And so we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes trying to get that rounded into shape. And Jessica Bortner's done a great job of helping us out with that. She's kind of the team leader. Like I had mentioned, we met with our legal counsel and our bond underwriter, and I feel comfortable with where we're at there. One of the questions that I had asked our bond underwriter and our legal counsel was, as we start to build out lots and start selling them for commercial and residential purposes, can we use the proceeds from those sales to pay down those bonds? Which we can, because we separated out the payment for the Walters property, half of which came from the original bond anticipation note sale this past year. The other half came from general fund sources. And so the fact that we were able to separate that out, that gives us a little bit of flexibility. And so you start talking about what that could mean for the overall project, whether it's to pay off debt or to add additional phases to the project. It could just be huge as we start moving through some of these next phases, finalizing the plat. We've done that already. We know where the commercial lots are going to be. We know where the residential lots are going to be. We know where we could have mixed use. So now the plan is to get together with Miller and Associates and just kind of time frame everything out so that way we're building at the same time that we're building the sports complex. And we've got street, water, and sewer at the same time that the sports complex is opening up, which we think is going to be around June of 2026. And if that's the case, then we can start selling off lots immediately. And if there's some way that we can build the improvements out, it's going to make us that much more attractive and make those lots that much more desirable. And we're working with the EDC right now. The retail coach is a contracting partner through the EDC. They just actually had some sort of symposium in Las Vegas here this past week where they were meeting with different retailers and people that might be interested in coming to McCook. So that's an exciting thing. You know, whether you're talking about retail or restaurants or hotels or whatever, you have to have space for those people to come in and build. And so that's what we're trying to make sure that we can provide. And then also, I'm just going through my list here, the Sports Complex Committee met this past week. It was on Wednesday night, and they had a chance to kind of go through the design. And I had a good conversation with Lance Gillen last night. We were just kind of talking. And we can't take every item to the Sports Complex Committee. It's kind of more the general concept that they're approving or recommending approval. But they did recommend approval of the concept that Phase B anticipates building out right now to the council. So the council can take, they have the ability to say, okay, yeah, we've had this looked at by the people that are the experts that know baseball, that know softball, that know soccer. They're comfortable with where we're at right now. And so they base their decisions on the recommendation of that group. And so that's what occurred. Just everything that we're doing right now, just trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. But I really feel like everything's moving in the right direction. We're really excited for this project. It's going to be a huge boom for the city of McCook. And whether it's recreation, commercial, or residential, we're going to be able to hit on all the needs of the city. So looking forward to getting this thing done. I dream about this at night. So I'm ready to quit dreaming about it. I'm ready to move on to other dreams. But we're getting closer.
Wish you could just snap your fingers and it'd be done.
Yeah, yep. Most of the times they're pleasant dreams. Every once in a while it's a nightmare, but we're looking forward to continue working. And Mammoth has been so good to work with. I can't say enough good things about those guys. They do what they say and they say what they mean, and it is so nice to work with a group of people that are as professional and dedicated and willing to put themselves behind the needs of our community, willing to work with us on contracts. Our city attorney mentioned it the other day. You know, working with their attorney through this Phase B contract, it was really simple. They understood what we needed, and they didn't fight us on anything. They said, okay, yep, we'll do whatever we can do to make sure that you guys are able to time this so it meets your needs, which that just is it's so nice to be able to work with a group of people from beginning to end and make sure that all the hands know what's going on. You know, your left hand knows what the right hand is doing and vice versa. So we had our pre-construction conference meeting yesterday. And we had people representing roofing companies, HVAC, drywall. Like I said yesterday, Roger was at the meeting. So concrete work and whatnot. I know that we've been giving this company names of contractors in McCook, whether it's electricians or HVAC or what have you, as far as people that we have licensed, and they will be contacting those people to see if they're interested in doing this job, which is great because that also means that this money is staying here in McCook. So lots of real positive things that go along with this project, and I can't wait for everybody to see what this is like when it's all said and done. And you may not see the finished product for a few years, but somewhere down the road when we're all old and gray and we look at that, we'll be like, man, that was really a cool thing that we did. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's terrific. You bet. Council comments, anything last night?
There was nothing last night.
Boy, this was a pretty simple meeting last night, wasn't it?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Yeah. So I wanted to let everybody know, swimming pool's opening up on Tuesday. Yeah. We've got 40 guards and basket help this year, which is insane. That's the most we've ever had. And I give Sarah Calvert, we've been working with her, Kylan Rodewall, she's been fantastic to work with. She's going to be one of our managers. Tara Peterman's going to be one of our managers. Van Kesselen is going to help in a managerial role. And we've got a lot of great kids that are going to serve as operators. Trying to get the swimming pool up and running and trying to get everything organized has been very complicated. Kyle and Lilia Demas and Tara Cutter, they deserve the credit for that. They've been trying to get everything organized. There were some things that still needed to be done and finished by Carruthers. I think we're pretty close to having everything done. The pool is filled. I want to thank Kyle's guys over at the Public Works Department for all the work they put into getting the pool up and going. It's a big project. Boiler's working. Everything is ready to go. We're going to have some classes early, so that way our kids that are getting ready for lifeguarding duties, they're going to be able to swim in warmer water, so that'll be nice. So we're excited about that. And then we had an Airport Advisory Commission meeting yesterday, and this has been about a three-year project that we've been working on. But we've got a conditional approval of our ALP/AMP, which means we're going to have a good 20 years on our master plan out at the airport as far as the processes and the importance of projects. Garver and W Design have been fantastic to work with. They've kind of held our hands and taken us through this process, and it's been a little slow. We knew it was going to take a little while, but a lot of red tape involved at the federal level, and they've been great to work with. It's just they have so many projects that they are dealing with. I think it's probably hard for them to get everything out as quickly as they would like, but some cool things on the horizon, I think, up at the airport, some things that we've planned for. Whether we're here or not for that, I don't know, but we have to have these things planned in order to qualify for FAA grant assistance, and they actually provide assistance to the tune of 90% to our 10%, so it's important that we do things the right way. And so that was the first update since, I want to say, 1995. Mm-hmm. So we're working on a lot of different things, whether it's zoning and comp plans. When I go back today, I got to go work on zoning and comp plan definitions with Barry and Leanne and Tara, and just a lot of things that needed to be updated and completed. So lots of things that are going on behind the scenes right now, in addition to the sports complex, and we're excited to get all these projects done because they're all important to the success of our hometown.
Memorial Day is next Monday, and city offices will be closed.
Yes.
And then reopen again on Tuesday.
Correct.
Next council meeting will be on the 2nd. We're into June.
Yeah.
Already
into June. Kids will be out of school, and summertime is here.
Yep. It's a fun time of year.
And the pool's open.
Pool's open.
You bet. Kids will be, I bet you have some big crowds.
Lots of lifeguards. It's awesome because we're going to be able to actually, last year I was begging my daughter to go up and help. She wasn't a lifeguard, but I needed somebody to kind of keep an eye on the top of the slides. Mm-hmm. And Pat Favre did the same, and Kyle Potthoff did the same, and Leanne Doak did the same. We were all begging family members just to go ahead and make it work. So this year, I think the full year made it a lot more attractive for kids to work, or they, you know, didn't already have jobs that they had signed on for. And mm-hmm. So this will be our first full year, and we're excited for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks great. If you get a chance, it's neat to look at it just with the water. I walked up there the other day, and it's like, yeah.
There you go.
It's a cool amenity.